Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host, and I am so excited for my next interviewee, who is amazing and heartfelt and actually sitting with me in person, which I love doing interviews like this. So thank you so much for being here, and I'll tell you all about my guest today. Her name is Olga Kuzmensko, and she is a motivational speaker and is the founder of Extraordinary on Purpose. She believes that every individual has the potential to live an extraordinary life when they know their true value. And I feel so honored to have gotten to know you, Olga. So this is so exciting. We're doing this in person.
This is exciting too, Michelle. It's an honor to be on your podcast.
And, you know, I have to say, I'm just going to be transparent. This is the third time we've tried this interview. And I love because we keep having these technical errors and we're just so dedicated. And I keep saying, you know what, we're just going to get better and better at this. Yes. And every time I connect with you, it just brings me so much joy. So I know there's no accident that I need to keep talking to you. But enough about our bloopers. Really, we're here to hear about you and what brought you to this world. So the first thing I like to ask all my guests is, how did you come into Law of Attraction? How has it changed your life?
Well, Michelle, I've never heard a word or sentence Law of Attraction or saying, so to say, you know. But basically what I understood after going into Law of Attraction is that we live it every day. We just don't know it. And every religion has it and people don't know it. Basically, Law of Attraction is what you think, so you are, or what you believe, you will receive. And in my case, coming from communist country, was raised by a single mom who struggled all her life and a drunk father who never was in my life. Me being different because of my religious beliefs and alienated from most group activities in school because I was different. I had some imagination of invisible God back in Estonia. So for me, I developed a low self-esteem, a low self-worth early at my age, and I carried it for most of my life into my teens, into my adulthood, till I had a wake-up call at the age of 42 when I was depressed and miserable and was having suicidal thoughts. I did not tell that to anyone. Only my kids saw me being depressed in bed off and on and being anxious or yelling at them, even because I had such a pain and emptiness inside of me that I did not know what it was. You know, I remember watching TV one day and there was a commercial that came up with a depression pills offer, you know, and I was, you know, I was pregnant, I think it was my fifth child at that time. And I looked at the commercial and they said, if you have symptoms of bad moods, you know, negative thinking, suicidal thoughts, sadness, you have a depression. And like, I said, oh my gosh, now I know what I have. I have a depression. So the time came in my life where I said, I cannot live like this anymore. Something has to change or I just don't want to live. I have so much pain on inside and I don't know what it was. So when you ask God or anyone just cries out for help, you're sitting in your room all alone. I want to know why I'm here. I don't know. Is this it for my life? So at that moment, a few days later, my neighbor stops by to pick up my daughter from to babysit for him. And he asked me, Olga, how are you? I said, I'm fine. And I started bragging about my kids. Then he did something unexpected. He interrupted me. Looked straight in my eyes, and he said, Olga, how are you? At that moment, I felt like put on the spot, and I felt like he saw something through my eyes. He saw my hurting soul. And long story short, after he left, I went upstairs, started crying, and I said, my life has to change. And I remember Googling a quote from Forbes magazine quotes online, and a quote by David Frost that came up on two roads that diverged in the woods that were less traveled. You know, two roads diverged in the woods. And I took one that was less traveled, and that made all difference. I remember I was looking in the mirror in my bathroom and crying because I was taught that you're supposed to look in the mirror by some of the motivational speakers I started listening to and look in the mirror and talk to you, into your eyes. And I have never done that before. And I said to myself, I don't know where the road will take me, but I need to plow my own way to get out of this inner pain that I am in. So needless to say, I watched the movie Secret. I saw the speakers on The Secret, I discovered that their main message was that no one is born with a silver spoon in their mouth. And we all have responsibility to make something out of our lives. We all came here to give something. And for me, it was hard to swallow because I didn't think I had anything to give. And basically, it took me through a few steps of changing the way I think about myself, about I see the world, about how I see other people, changing the way I see myself as a person on the inside instead of comparing myself with other people or my labels that I carry. I had to see the person on the inside. And what I understand now, Michelle, is that was my soul was crying out for manifestation. Mm-hmm. I've been everything for everyone. And, you know, I believe all of us have to work, raise families, you know, our religious duties. But there comes a time in your life where you feel unsatisfied and you don't know what it is. And I bet you that's your soul crying out to find that purpose that you came here to give. And that purpose is unique to you.
Mm-hmm. And I think when we find our purpose, that's when life completely takes over, doesn't it?
Right.
And what I love about your story, though, is you started out in a lot of fear. And so your purpose didn't come to you right away, did it? So tell us more about how you got through the fear, which led to your purpose. I love this story.
So basically, there's a few steps. I was raised, you know, like in a certain group of people with certain religious mindset. I was raised in a Christian religion. I still believe I'm a Christian. But my mindset was limited to only be around certain types of people all my life. And if people believed differently or looked differently, that was not a type of people I would hang out with or be a close friend to. So I was challenged by some of the motivational speakers that I started listening to, like Brandon Burchard, Les Brown, Lisa Nichols. Find your fear and face it. Because on the other side of fear might be your destiny. So I understood in order to find out who I am, why am I here, I need to do something different in my life. Mm-hmm. I need to get out of my comfort zone and go where the people are that I'm scared to talk to. Mm-hmm. Me at 42, yes, I was comfortable in the church atmosphere. I knew people. I worked with kids. But the people out there on the street, people mm-hmm. I will never talk to, successful people or people on the street homeless, people who are tattooed, who are drunk, who are drug addicts. I went on the streets, I went to the park, whatever I was in the cafe, in the back of the church, I made it my goal to come up to someone who I saw either was looking lost or hurting. And I learned to listen to my intuition, the feeling on the inside. I wouldn't just come up to anyone. So I was shaking, Michelle, and I would come up and I would ask that question that my neighbor, Eugene, asked me, mm-hmm. How are you? And most times people say, I'm fine, mm-hmm. Right? But I was there, so I know not everyone is fine, and there was a reason I felt like I had to come up to a person. So, Michelle, I have so many stories where I come up to people from all walks of life, all kinds of religious backgrounds, and I was looking for the gold. What's underneath of, you know, your outward appearance that I was scared of, you know, before? I would come up to people who do amazing things in the community, who look successful. I was scared before, but I would come to them and ask, what made you successful? What did you go through? And Michelle, after that, I developed the yearning because I saw so many young people hurting and adults who don't know why they live in this world. A lot of them are into material lifestyle, about competition, about conformity, you know, it being like Joneses. A lot of people giving up on life have no purpose. But I was so excited that I heard that I have a purpose and there's something I'm here to give to this world. So mm-hmm. I didn't do anything major yet, but like I was just talking to people on the streets about it. Before, you know, even do any events in the future. And what can I do? The next thing I started doing is every morning sitting while my kids are sleeping and asking, what can I do to help those people who are out there, who people don't reach, or maybe church doesn't reach, they won't go to church. What can I do? That was the next empowering question. It took me a long time to just to sit and cry. I have nothing. I have nothing. I have nothing. But Jack Canfield said, everyone has something. Everyone has some value. You know, Miles Monroe said, you have a gift that you came to give to this world. I had to believe that. And I was like scratching the surface. And like, oh, I used to put kids together. Since I was a little kid, I would just bring people together. I would give them a role so they'll all be included. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I could do something like this. I would put events. And I want to motivate people. Mm-hmm. I want real people from the street that I meet tell their transformational stories to inspire other real people, because I believe everyone is a hero.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so then you even pushed yourself further and joined Toastmasters. Tell us more about that.
Well, before that, I had the gift of singing. I used to always sing in my church, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm over 40 already, and I need to do something to revive my gift. So I went to see Jeffrey Scott, who is a well-known music teacher now, one of the pastors in the local area here. And I said, Jeffrey, I would like to sing so that my singing will touch people's hearts. And I also would love to inspire people that they have potential to live a better life. That is something in them that they came here to give. Because I've seen so much division and diversity growing up, alienation, people's groups, cultures, religious groups. They're all like, our group is right, our group is right. I wanted to go beyond that and just go straight to a person and say, you have something. Forget about all those divisions. Mm-hmm. You have something. So Jeffrey said, did you ever hear about Toastmasters? And I said, no. I thought at first that it was a place where you would go and they teach you to make a toast before lunch, right? That's what I grew up, you know, seeing in my culture. So he said, no, that's where, you know, little groups of people get together and you learn to speak in public and you get confidence in speaking. And, you know, it was another new territory I had to go into, because I was never around Americans. I was mostly around my culture and my people and church organizations. And I remember Googling up local Toastmasters. And it took me a few days before it took me guts to step into that room, you know. Mm-hmm. And I came in.
And you also said you're a shy person.
I was a shy person because I had no self-esteem or value. I always thought I was not good enough. And I was raised in a family where you are always told what's wrong with you and what's not good enough and how to dress or what to wear or what to say or not to say. I had no way to express myself unless it agreed with your family members or your culture, you know. So I had no my voice. But I was different this time, Michelle, is I found a reason to live, right? Mm-hmm. I found I want to reach people. Yes, me, outside of the box, different way. And it took guts for me to step into that room. And when the meeting was over, one of the ladies came to me and she said, why do you want to join? And I said, I want to inspire people that they have a purpose, that there's a reason why they're here. They're more from to just to survive and be a victim or live for material possessions. There's more to life, and you don't have to conform. You need to find your personal calling. So basically, long story short, next 2 years, Toastmasters became my family. Those people, after I spoke my first speech without any notes, they were shocked, and I didn't think it was shocking, but they thought, like, you didn't use any notes first time on your icebreaker. And I saw a couple of people tearing up when I told them my story growing up in communist country and what I went through and why I joined Toastmasters. Mm-hmm. So those people became my friends, people who saw something in me that I did not see. They said, you have a passion and you need to continue growing in Toastmasters.
And what I love is that you have broken free from this really strong culture that tells you this is how it looks. And when I first time I met you, that really struck a huge chord with me, because I think there's so many people out there who are not listening to their heart because they feel they can't. And by you saying, I understand and I know how hard, but you have to. And I know I talked to you the first day about Anita Morajani's book, Dying to Be Me. And that book is about how she had a near-death experience and realized that when she died and came back, that she died because she was trying to fit into this false life that wasn't true to her heart. And so when she realized she doesn't have to be a culture, she doesn't have to abide to their beliefs, and she has to just listen to her heart. And so that's what you do, and that's what you inspire others to do. And I love that. That is such a strong, passionate thing for you.
You know, as a, you know, we're social beings. We need to belong somewhere, you know? But the time comes in your life when the group you were around, you know, or the beliefs that you were raised in, they are limiting and they don't fit you anymore. But a lot of people are afraid to question certain things or try to see their full potential, like what's they're here for. And they put themselves in a box of how their parents want them to live or how their religion wants them to live or their culture. But if you're living up to all those things, it is good. And some people are happy and satisfied. That could be their place in the world. You could be a mom and just be loving what you do and your soul just, you know, is joyful. You could just have a job that you adore and your soul sings every time you get up. But if you have all those things and your soul, your heart is still aching for something, I believe it's time to sit one-on-one with yourself in a quiet room day after day like I did and try to ask, who am I and why I'm here? And try slowly to take off the layers of I'm not good enough, I am not smart, I am not pretty, I did not go and graduate from college, and I have a big accent, what can I do? No, beyond all of those layers and beliefs that you have about yourself, if, especially if they're limiting, they're sitting that gift that you came here to give to this world. And in my case, Michelle, if I did not, you know, ask, if I did not, I was not desperate to find why I'm here, if I did not come out of my fear, limiting beliefs, and what will relatives say, what will people from my church say, what will my culture look like at me coming out and trying to become a motivational speaker out of the norm? You know, if I didn't go to Toastmasters, I would never have known that I have ability to inspire people.
Right.
Because
right.
all my life, I was beating myself up and I would always see negative in people or circumstances. I was not, even though my Christian religion teaches to concentrate on positive and, you know, pray and believe, I knew those things, but they were not, I guess I was not living them somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, God can work in mysterious ways. You know, Movie Secret came up. I was not after riches. I just wanted to find my place in this world. You know, why am I here? And now you need to have people who will see something in you that you don't see in yourself.
Right.
And if, you know, sometimes it takes other people to point out that your natural gift is actually could be your calling, you know. And then I became alive when people said, you touch our hearts. You do something important. And then from there on, Michelle, I started just pushing myself and going and volunteering at school events and say, hey, I can say a little motivational speech or I can sing a little song. And I would still come up to people. And to this day, Michelle, I come up to people everywhere I go, all the young from different colors, denominations, you know, and I try to connect. And 99%, I go straight to the heart of a person and the person opens up. And that's what brings me joy the most of all, when I get to the real source of who the person is and not what they look like or believe or what kind of outfits they wear.
And you did that the last time we hung out. You said, oh, I have to stay back and this woman here needs me.
Right. Yeah.
And so yeah, that was really amazing. I love that you
I didn't know, but you know, I keep on, you know, feeling this feeling in my chest and I have to come up to that person. And at the just after saying hi to the person, I will see if there's any connection. And I knew that what I shared, and I mentioned your book to her, Thrive and Shine, which actually brought me to tears. And I started reading yesterday because I saw myself in a lot of what you have to say. I knew that the seeds were sown into her heart. I encouraged her what she already does. And she shared something with me that I took in that I can use. So I live by the motto of like inspire or be inspired. And one thing I want to mention is when you, any one of you go on a new path in life, if it resonates with your soul, follow your joy, like you say in your
book. Well, let's talk about more about that. What does that mean? Because I feel that passion in you. I have that passion. And when that passion came into me, it was much like you. I didn't know what it meant. All I knew was I knew I had to help people and I knew I had a divine purpose in this life, but I didn't know what was next because really it was the fear I had to push through to get to the next step. But what is that soul calling to you? What does that feeling mean to you? So our listeners can really understand, oh yeah, that thing that I thought was kind of weird to me was actually my purpose and passion. Could you explain what that excitement is to you or how do you explain it?
Well, I understood that I feel the happiest when I speak and it looks, it feels natural to me. A lot of times I don't use notes and Toastmasters, you know, just basically opened this gift in me. I feel joy when seeing people's faces light up or shed a tear, and when they can relate to what I share. I'm all about being real and vulnerable, and I appreciate that in people. It brings me joy that after the events that we put up in the area, people from all walks of life become friends. And my dream that I, vision that I wrote down 4 years ago, not knowing what I'm going to do yet, but, you know, Jack Canfield said, write down the vision. And like, I was sitting like, what vision? What can I do? Like, I don't know. And I saw a picture of me speaking, like a little blink in my, you know, eyes. And like, I wrote down, I'm going to put people together from all walks of life, no matter what their beliefs are or culture or color. And I'm going to share stories of transformation from, you know, that will relate to anyone who will attend. And that's my way of leaving a legacy and making my mark in the world. And that brings me joy when everyone who doesn't know each other and the speakers that invite Michelle, they're just from the street or anywhere I meet, you know, and become friends. They don't know each other. And they all become friends. And, you know, instead of watching news, I think people should come to events like yours and mine, you know, or just see the real people.
Right.
People are not politics and not religion. People are
no
spirits in a human body. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there, God, there's so much amazing information here, but I just want to narrow it down to a couple of things, because one thing you keep saying, and I want all my listeners to listen to how important your steps you took, even though you didn't even know there were steps, but they truly are steps, is A, you ask questions, and you ask in a positive, what is my purpose? What am I here for? Like asking that question will open up so much people when, I mean, just life changing, right?
Yeah.
And also just getting curious about people from the heart and being vulnerable. So I'm a huge vulnerability fan. Again, we connect on like every level, but when we get vulnerable, when we ask questions, the universe, divine, will bring things to us. And have you not seen that in your life?
Everywhere. Constantly, all the time. But the thing is, Michelle, you need to take an effort or to come up to a person or pick up
the phone and call,
fear,
right?
Yeah, or pick up or look for Toastmasters on anything in your guys's way that you need to achieve, and then changing your thinking, believing that you are more than outward appearance and your culture or beliefs. Start being grateful. What Brendon Burchard, like I started listening to Brendon Burchard, and one day I'll meet him for coffee. I promise you, Michelle, you're a witness. And I'll tell him how much he impacted my life, because I was putting earphones in my ears when I used to work at retail and listening to Brendon every day. And I, at that point, I didn't know what I was here to give to, in this world. And he said, stop focusing on what limits you. Find something that's already natural and great within you. I'm just paraphrasing. Like, what is it for? They're like, So it really stuck to me. So basically, being grateful that I do have something to give to this world, then believing that you can make a difference. That's a hard one, too. You need to believe that aside of your roles that you play, there's something major that you can impact the world with. Then acting out, writing down your vision and acting out, seeing a bigger picture. The biggest thing I had to struggle with is the opinion of people. That used to be my normal cloud.
Right. And that's the thing. That's why I'm so enamored by you, because not only are you doing what a lot of people want to do is following your passion, but you're going against the current of your entire culture in many ways. And you're saying, I know this is what I grew up with, and there's a very strong community here that may not like you doing what you're doing, but you're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
And I praise you for that. Don't stop. I'm so glad.
Well, thank you. And I just want to mention at the very end, the role of mentors in your life, you know, people who believe in you. Like, I didn't know I need to have one, but you need to have someone who sees in you something when you don't see and believe in you. I felt many times like giving up, Michelle. Many times I would not show up to Toastmasters and they would call me, Olga, where are you? I said, I don't feel like it. I don't know if I should do it. You know, I had a self-doubt that came in. But I said, Olga, remember that day when you spoke a speech? You have it in you. You need to continue. You know, you need someone to push you. Yeah. And that keeps me going. And I still have some hard days. I still have some days when I want to whine and cry and shrink. But I'm all about being vulnerable and living up to my purpose every single day, despite what anybody thinks.
No matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what. I love it. Well, Olga, thank you so much for being here. And it's just a delight that you're in my life now. So like attracts like. And that, it, to me, shows you we're both on the right path, right?
Same thing here, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Yes. And so how could people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about you?
Well, right now I have a Extraordinary Purpose Motivational Speaking with Olga Facebook page. And I have an email, olgakuz.4@gmail.com. And you guys, if you go to my Facebook page, you can look up some YouTube videos or some events we used to do. It's all free events with people real, just like you and me, sharing their transformational stories.
And I hope to speak at your next one, or coming up soon, right? Yay. Well, thank you again, Olga. And thank you, everyone, for listening. If anyone here listening wants to share their amazing story around the law of attraction, I would love to hear from you. Just go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And I will post all of Olga's information on this podcast. But thank you all so much for listening, and happy manifesting. We'll be right back.